This is your Concordia All Sports Leader, Kookie, brought to you by the Sower. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Eric Cumley, back again for another week of action-packed Concordia sports and athletics. As we always do, we will kick it off with men's basketball. Men's basketball had two games this past week. They first faced off against Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska on February 2nd. They ended up winning that game 92-87. Very good win there. And then they came back home and faced Dort University on February 5th. They won that game 92-62. So two showings of 92 points for the men's basketball team. Really great showing for them. We're going to start off with the Midland game just a little bit. Just a couple stats. Four of the five starters ended up getting double-digit points. Leader of them was Justin Wiersma with 21 points. Right behind him was Carter Kent. He had 17. Engage Smith and Noah Shute each had 15. AJ Watson had 8 of his own. He almost had that double digit, and that would have been awesome to see. But, you know, those four starters did great, absolutely amazing. They really came together as a team, and, you know, we're really seeing this men's basketball team come together in these last couple games. We'll get more into the Dort game, but there's multiple double-digit point grabbers there as well. Justin Wiersma, you know, he missed a couple games due to sickness. He came back, and he's been firing on all cylinders, just like he's never even left. Noah Shute led the team in rebounds. He had 5. All 5 of them were on defense. But Gage Smith also had 5 rebounds as well, 3 on defense, 2 on offense. The team did. Justin Wiersma went 4 for 5 from the 3-point range, 8 for 10 from the field, and 1 for 1 in free throws. Just really outstanding. He had a great game. And, you know, this team just, we really did well against Midland, and we really carried that over into the Dort game. The Dort game, I mentioned we won 92-62, and I said earlier that we've really come together as a team. We had 6 different Bulldogs get double-digit points. Leading them was Noah Shute. Noah Shute had 18, but the other Bulldogs that had double-digit points were Justin Wiersma with 11, AJ Watson with 11, Sam Scarpelli had 11, and coming off the bench was Tristan Smith. He had 14 points. He was on fire. He did not miss a shot. He went 2 for 2 from the 3-point range, 6 for 6 from the field. He had no free throws and 4 rebounds. He came off the bench and lit it up. He got hot. He did amazing. Carter Kent, he had 8 points himself. The only reason why he did not also get double digits is because when he went back in, the first ball he got a bloody nose hit in the head. Got a bloody nose, had to come out for a while, and by then we are already 15 points ahead again, so there was no reason to put him back in. So tough to not see him and all the starters get double digit points, but we had 6 total Bulldogs get double digits. And I mentioned Tristan Smith a little bit, but Sam Scarpelli came off the bench as well. He went 3 for 5 from the 3-point range and 4 for 6 from the field. Just really an outstanding game from everyone. And you know, watching this game, this team really came together as a team. This was probably the best team win that we've had all year. I mean, at halftime, it was 39-37. It was a 2-point game. And then in the second half, Concordia really just came out and just stuck together as a team, went back to their roots and passing the ball, making their shots and everything. And they ended up winning 92-62, which made it not even a close game, which is exactly what we needed, because Dort was trying to kind of get into the top GPAC spot, not spot, but, you know, up with the big dogs. They were sitting at 9-7, currently 1 game behind Northwestern, and we kind of just shoved them back down and said, we are better than you. We deserve to be at the number 1, definitely the number 2 spot. Right now we are sitting at an overall record of 13-4, 20-5 overall. Briarcliff is right ahead of us at 13-3, 17-7 overall. The only reason why Briarcliff is ahead of us in the GPAC is because of that one less loss. And right now we are still receiving votes. Briarcliff is at number 25 in the nation, so we're right there. I think we're a better team than Briarcliff. It's just one more loss in the GPAC that we dropped, and it's not a big deal. We'll get through it. We're going to get past it. But next up for the Bulldogs, they will be at Crete, Nebraska against Doan University on February 9th at 7:45 p.m. That's their only game this week, so definitely support them. It is tomorrow on a Wednesday. It's in Crete, Nebraska. Not a far drive, but good luck to them. Over to the women's. They also had a very dominant win against Midland. They ended up destroying Midland 101-57. I mentioned it last week. We needed to go into Midland and get a dominant win so we can face Dort better. And yes, we did face Dort better, but it still wasn't quite enough as we lost to Dort 76-69. We were 7 points behind Dort, but that was not the case for the whole game. We'll get back into the Dort game a little bit later. But as for the Midland game, the game that we completely destroyed them, Tayshia Rushton had 31 points. She did outstanding. Behind her, the next closest was Sadie Powell with 13, and Riley Pauly had 11 of her own, but Riley Pauly had 12 total rebounds. She was grabbing that ball, especially on defense. She had 7 on defense, 5 on offense. Nobody else was even close to Riley Pauly for rebounds. Tayshia Rushton took the game over. 4 for 7 from the 3-point range, 13 for 9 from the field. She did outstanding. She really put the team and the game on her back, and as you can see, it was a very dominant win, just like how I said we needed to, because Midland was not a good team, and we just needed to go in there and get our confidence back up, as we have lost 5 of the last 6 games that we've faced. We have not done very well, and you know, we're just not finishing, really. We're in every single one of these games. It's always a 2-point game, or we're leading by 2, we're down by 2, or the score's even tied the whole game, and then it seems like the last 4 minutes, we just can't finish, and the opposing team runs off with the win. As we could see, that happened against Dort. Dort, we lost 76-69. But in the end of the first half, in the end of the first quarter, the score was 20-19. We were winning by 1. And then by the end of the half, it was 42-36. We were still winning. Like I said, the whole game, we're winning by just a couple. We're losing. The game is always close. When we came out at halftime, we were pretty slow. We did not score very much in the beginning of the third quarter. We only scored 2 points in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter, which was not good because that was able to let Dort bring the game back from their 42-36 deficit. By the end of the third quarter, it was 55-51, us still, again, leading. And then in the fourth quarter, we can't finish. We ended up getting down by 3 with 30 seconds left, and we couldn't hit it. We shot a 2-pointer with 30 seconds left, and the shot got blocked. And that was basically the end of the game. Shot got blocked and recovered by Dort. We fouled them to see if they would miss their free throws. And they ended up making their free throws. We fouled them like 3 times just trying to get the ball back. And the game was a lot closer. As I said, we were down by 3, but they just made multiple free throws to make the score 76-69. By the time we got the ball back, it was just too much, and there was nothing that we could have done. We'll go into some stats here real quick. Tayshia Rushton led the team with 20 points. Right behind her was Sadie Powell. She had 19 of her own. Bailey Conrad also got double-digit points. She had 11. Tayshia Rushton has really been playing very well basketball. She has led the team in points for 2 games now. And so has Sadie Powell. Sadie Powell has been having some good games. She had double digits last game as well. And Sadie Powell also led the team in rebounds. She had 7, 6 on defense, 1 on offense. So we're playing good basketball until the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Maybe even the whole fourth quarter. We're just not finishing. We've lost 5 of the last 6 games. The only game that we won was Midland. And Midland right now is second to last in the GPAC, sitting at a 4-14 record. We're just not finishing. Next up for our women's basketball team is Doane University on February 9th at 6 p.m. That's tomorrow. That's in Crete, Nebraska. They go all the way to Omaha. They play College of St. Mary on February 12th. At 2 p.m. Those are their 2 games this week. College of St. Mary is 5-13 in the GPAC, 11-13 overall. Doane is 4-14 in the GPAC, 10-16 overall. Right now, we are sitting 23rd ranked in the nation, 10-8 in the GPAC, 13-11 overall. So we're still in that top 25 rankings, but if we want to get higher and show that we belong in the national tournament, we need to figure it out and finish games because we are in a big slump right now. Hopefully these next 2 opponents, Doane and College of St. Mary, who aren't really the greatest opponents, hopefully we can get our confidence back up, get right, get on a little two-game winning streak, and kind of finish the year out strong as it's towards the back half of the year. Speaking of the back half of the year, Indoor Track and Field has one more meet before their GPAC Indoor Track and Field Championships. This past weekend, they were at the Husker Invitational. On Friday, we had some automatic national qualifiers. We had some repeats. Morgan DeJong qualified in the weight throw, throwing 55 feet. Aaron Mapson in the pole vault with a jump of 12 feet, 9.5 inches. Josie Pels, we remember her from last year. She broke multiple records. She also qualified in the pole vault, jumping 12 feet, 2.5 inches. Sarah Ragland also qualified in the weight throw, throwing 54 feet, 4 inches. And Chris Wren in the weight throw as well, with a throw of 60 feet, 3.25 inch. Good job to all of them on Friday, at least. We'll get into Saturday in a little bit. But they all, again, qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. As you can see, they are all pole vault and weight throwers. I think our pole vault and weight throwers are pretty good, as I keep mentioning their names and as they keep getting better. Week in and week out, it seems like that's all that I talk about, and they're just getting better. We had some new B standards, however. Not quite A, but they were right there, and they're almost there. Rachel Battershell had a B standard in the 400 meters, running 58.26 seconds. Chase Berry in the pole vault, jumping 15 feet, 3 inches. Abigail Gerber in shot put, throwing 42 feet, 9 inches. Kayla Heritage in the mile, 5 minutes, 14.17 seconds. Abby Wolgemuth in the weight throw, 52 feet, 10.25 inch. So there's some new B standards there for us. Not quite in the A range, but they're getting closer. We're going to move over to Saturday's day as we had some highlights here. Keep in mind, this is the Husker Invitational, so this is like the big leagues. And the big leagues include the men's 4x400 meter relay. They placed fourth B standard in NAIA with a run of 3 minutes, 19.18 seconds. The women's 4x400 relay, they placed third with running 3 minutes, 52.96 seconds. Grace Ryman in the mile, she had a PR of 5 minutes, 20.59 seconds. Calvin Rode also PR'd in the mile, running 4 minutes, 16.35 seconds. And Camden Cessna in the 3000, he PR'd there with a run of 8 minutes, 43.44 seconds. As I mentioned, this was the Husker Invitational. The stats that I mentioned before from Friday were from the Concordia University Classic. And on Saturday, what I just mentioned was the Husker Invitational. Just to kind of clear those things up, the first stats were from the Concordia Classic. The second ones were from the Husker Invitational. So we had some really good guys. I mean, as you could see, our 4x400 men's and women's relay team both placed at a D1 event there. We had multiple athletes getting PRs. Next up, as I mentioned at the very beginning of this segment, Concordia has one more indoor track and field event before the GPAC Indoor Track and Field Championships. This will take place at Concordia University for the Concordia University Indoor Invite on February 12th at 12 p.m. in Waltz Fieldhouse. After that, they will be at the GPAC Indoor Track and Field Championships in Crete, Nebraska on February 18th and 19th at 2 p.m. and 9 a.m. So show up, show out to that home, to the last home track and field event. And then we got the NAI Indoor Track and Field Championships, and then we're going right into outdoor. So indoor track and fields get close to an end. Another sport that is getting close to an end is wrestling. Wrestling defeated York College in their duel 31-9. We finally got our revenge from last year. York defeated us twice, once in the beginning of the year last year and at the end of the year last year. And it feels great to get our revenge, and not just our revenge, but a very dominant win. That win was very good, as you could see, 31-9. And it was also our senior night. everyone that performed and wrestled really showed up and showed out, even if it was a loss. We won at 125 with Isaac Agabin. He got the pin there. Mario Ybarra got his win. He won his match 9-3. Connor Burris got a tech fall. He won his match 18-2. Isaiah Burks also got a tech fall. He won his 17-1. Timothy Huber got the win 3-0. Hunter Weirman got a pin. And Jacob Teals won his 4-3. So congratulations to all of those wrestlers at the York duel. But we also had a Morningside Dave Edmonds Open. We had 7 total wins, and Anthony Perez ended up taking 6th place at 157. That was our only place finisher, but we didn't send our whole team. We didn't send even all of our starters. This was kind of a way to see our young guys in action and see how they did, and they did pretty well. As I said, they had 7 wins on the tournament. Good job to all of them. Next up for Concordia's wrestling team is the GPAC Wrestling Championships. They are February 18th at 2 p.m. in Mitchell, South Dakota, and February 19th at 10 a.m., also in Mitchell, South Dakota. This is the GPAC Wrestling Championships. This is towards the end of the season. This is where it matters. This is where it counts. Right after that is March 4th and 5th for the NAIA National Wrestling Championships. We got to send some guys there. We sent Jacob Teals and Mario Ybarra last year. Let's hope that we can send more than just 2. We can do it. We got some young guys coming up, and I think we can surprise some people with it. But we just got to wrestle good and just wrestle your match. That's all the time I got for you guys today. Thank you for listening. Follow me on Instagram at CUNEKoopski or at Twitter on @Koopski. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Bye.